Hey, Karen, our youngest son is sure getting popular these days. I'm really proud of him.
You know what? That's right. I see signs with his name all over the place.
I know, and people chanting his name. That is really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we know he's pretty great, but gosh, I think the whole country is starting to realize it.
Now everybody's catching on.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go. Woo!
Hello, this is Karen.
And this is Kevin.
And this is Right From Us.
Isn't that great? You hear that because you hear that chant, you know what people are really saying.
If you don't know, there's been chants of F Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Like everywhere, like in football games, NASCAR, concerts.
Yeah.
In bars, you know, like in everywhere there's people, they're chanting F and they're saying the whole F.
The whole F word. Yeah, but it's really funny. In fact, Irritated Biden addresses F Joe Biden signs after chilly reception in Michigan. An irritated President Joe Biden on Tuesday evening reacted to his chilly reception in Michigan, boasting to his hundreds of protesters, many holding F Joe Biden signs, that he won the 2020 election with a record 81 million votes. Notwithstanding some of the signs I saw coming in, that's why 81 million Americans voted for me, Biden said, emphasizing that he has a mandate to implement his Build Back Better agenda. The largest number of votes in American history, a clear majority. Yeah.
Yeah, 81 million. Yeah, right.
Whatever. Sure, buddy, sure.
Yeah, now, another lie by Joe Biden, you know.
Well, I mean, I kind of think it probably happened. I mean, I think that Biden won the election. I don't know that he won by that margin. But I just think that we unfortunately got to a point in our country where people were just hating on Trump so much. It was almost like popular to hate on Trump. You know what I mean? And then just, you know, I don't care. As long as Trump's not in the office, we'll vote for the other guy.
So you think he really legitimately won the election?
I kind of think he might have. It pains me to say that,
He didn't even come out of his basement hardly during the campaigning.
But I don't think it had nothing to do with Biden. That's what Biden doesn't understand. It had nothing at all to do with him, and all with the fact that people were just desperate to get Trump out of office. And they would have voted for anybody at that point in time.
I disagree with that.
I don't know. I think so.
81 million votes. That's more than Obama had when... You know, he was the historic first black president.
Yeah, but again, I think a large portion of his voting base was because Trump voters or people that would normally have voted Republican just didn't want Trump to be reelected again. I think that's how he won, is that they actually ended up persuading. Actually, they didn't persuade. I think people by that point were just so sick of Trump and his antics that they went ahead and voted for anybody but him. I kind of think that's what happened, honestly. But and speaking of Biden voters, did you hear that Biden admin cancels numerous border wall contracts as U.S. faces historic illegal immigration surge? Now, why would he do that? He obviously knows there's a problem down there, and yet he cancels these border wall contracts.
Just more of his mission to destroy our country, you know?
Well,
I mean, that's what his goal is, to destroy the country.
I think he knows. Go ahead.
Well, he's destroying the country, and he's also destroying the Democrat Party at the same time, don't you think?
Oh, for sure, 100%. But I think he and his administration knows that there's no way he's going to win re-election. That's assuming he even survives the next 3 years, because the man and his mental capacity.
Yeah, so just get everything destroyed that we want.
Well, no, I think that he just wants these people pouring in so that they will be votes for him and the Democrats, because they're not sure they can cheat another year.
I don't know. I mean, the Haitians are coming in droves, and I think that hasn't it been said that they're more likely to vote for the Republicans?
But I also read somewhere, I don't know if it's the article I'm looking at right now, but I also read that Biden knew they were coming. So he already had a heads up on it. So you have to wonder, what's the bigger plan here? Why are they coming? Who told them to come? Why are they allowing them across the border? What's the bigger picture here? What's the agenda?
Destroy the country.
Well, I think that, but I also think that he's hoping to get just a bunch of voters to come in for the next round, because, you know, we don't, voter ID is not required, so there's no telling who's voting for anything nowadays. So I think he's just wanting these people to pour into the country so that they vote Democrat, so they continue to stay in the country, one, and two, get a bunch of free stuff. That's my theory. I think that he's just trying to get some ready-made voters.
Yeah, meanwhile, they're spreading all kinds of who knows what kind of diseases they're carrying in across the border.
Well, they're clearly not being tested for COVID, so who knows how many of them are actually having COVID coming over, too.
And Haitians are known to be carriers of HIV, so, you know, there you go.
Yeah, but HIV is not, I mean, it's not contagious from person to person. It's only through bodily secretions. But
back in the 80s, Dr. Fauci said you could get that in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Don't you remember the scare of HIV?
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Fauci, that was another Dr. Fauci scams with HIV scam.
Yeah. And then speaking of Biden and his lies, because the man lies, he doesn't know how to tell the truth at all. This whole inflation problem is becoming more and more of a problem. Real cost of inflation to average American household, an extra $175 a month. So in essence, you just took a $175 pay cut.
Yeah, but the country and the economy is so much better since Biden's in office.
Exactly.
Everything's going so great.
Well, but now that everything costs more money, gas is more, groceries are more, you know, everything's going up in price. You're having to pay more for the same stuff. So that's less money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And people don't seem to understand that's how inflation works. Inflation's not a good thing.
Yeah. But if they keep giving, you know, everybody a stimulus check, I mean, who cares how much everything costs?
It's, well, there was another article I read but didn't link to that I think 40% of our money was printed in the past year, I think.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. That didn't surprise me. They were talking, they were actually legitimately talking about making a $1 trillion coin.
Oh, I think I heard this on Nick Reed's show.
To somehow make the debt go away. I looked at it, it's like, that's the craziest thing I ever saw. But they were actually talking about, some of the Democrats were talking about making a $1 trillion coin or printing a $1 trillion bill.
It's like, how would that work? How do you get change back on that?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, you're not going to go out and buy a $1 trillion product. Oh, here's my coin to pay for it.
I think they were going to print the coin or mint the coin and then give it to the U.S. Treasury, and that would take care of much of the debt or something like that.
I don't know. It's just a gimmick. It's insane what they try to do to ration out.
It goes back to last week. We were talking about that Democrat congressman that was talking about, well, we're the bank. We're like the bank in Monopoly money, you know. Yeah. Monopolies. It doesn't matter. We can print as much money as we want.
Well, and that's what they truly think. They truly don't understand that it's real money and it has a real impact on people. And nothing is for free. Nothing ever is free. You have to pay for it at some point, in some way. And that, you know, they try to tell you right now that, oh, we have inflation because of the shortages. Because, you know, all these cargo ships that are stuck outside the U.S. border.
That's certainly one component of it.
That is one component of it, but that's not the reason why we have inflation right now. Shortages aren't causing it. Money creation is. This is an article on the WND website. For central bankers and mainstream analysts, the recent inflation outburst is only a transitory...
Where is it?
Transitory phenomenon. Cut that out. Which has nothing or very little to do with the massive monetary and fiscal stimuli unleashed during the pandemic. Although the Fed has recently conceded that price pressures are persisting longer than expected, the surge of inflation is allegedly due to supply bottlenecks caused by the pandemic. This superficial diagnosis serves as a convenient excuse for politicians to keep in place damaging growth stimuli and draconian public health measures. Mainstream economists define inflation as an increase in consumer prices, which occurs when the growth of money supply outpaces economic growth. In other words, too much money is chasing too few goods. I can't read today.
They need to send these guys back to economics 101.
If the recent surge in inflation were driven by a shortage of goods rather than an increase in the money supply, then aggregate output would be shrinking. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that they don't have any concept of economics 101. supply and demand and all that good jazz.
Well, you know, AOC is a economics major.
Yeah.
She should ask for her money back.
Is she really?
Huh?
Is she really an economics major?
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
She's an economics major.
I just figured she was one of these women's studies majors or something.
No, she's an economics
major.
Completely
worthless.
Yep.
Wow. That's even more disturbing.
Yeah, she should get her money back on that. So Biden's poll numbers are tanking. Do you see that the CNN accidentally covered that? The anchor that was talking about it is in hot water. He's in the doghouse for mentioning the fact that Biden's got like a 38% approval rating or something like that.
So he is in the doghouse for bringing it up?
Yeah. But, I mean, he was probably just reading his teleprompter, you know, so I don't know why
he's
they
the
would say that.
He's in the doghouse with whom? I mean,
I don't know.
Who's the pulling the strings?
The Twitter people were just saying, why did he talk about that? We need to keep that a secret.
You know what? I'm surprised they're as high as that, to be honest. Yeah. But I don't know. You think we're going to keep this momentum up as far as people being dissatisfied with Biden? Is there anything Biden could do at this point in time to make people like him, to bring those approval numbers up?
He could probably come out with some more checks, you know, some more money, and people would like him again. Don't you think? Just have another stimulus.
How many stimulus do you think he could pass, though?
Well, I mean, they've got the child tax credit money that's going to families every month.
I think it's every month. I heard that's getting ready to expire soon.
No, I don't. Not that I know of. I think that's it might go away at the end of the year.
I thought that it was supposed to go away soon.
Yeah,
but I don't know. And speaking of cancel culture and public opinion, Dave Chappelle, did you hear about this?
No, I saw that on your list. What's that? What's going on with that?
Dave Chappelle is a comedian. I've only listened to him a couple of times. He's fine. I mean, you know, comedians are, you know, you got to take them with a grain of salt, obviously and always, because just of what they're making fun of. But Dave Chappelle on Comedy Special Backlash, if this is what being canceled is about, I love it. And he's being canceled because he's trying to say there are only two sexes, two genders, men and women, and that's a scientific fact. Comedian Dave Chappelle brushed off criticism of his latest Netflix special, The Closer, during a screening of another film, his documentary Untitled, on Thursday. Chappelle mocked his critics in front of a sold-out audience at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. The comedian has taken heat from comedic.
Do you need some coffee?
I guess so. From comedy critics and progressive groups since the release of his comedy special over one of his bits mocking claims that gender is fluid. Chappelle left his critics alone for most of his speech, however. This is the kindness conspiracy, Chappelle said, encouraging Americans to trust one another to overcome partisanship. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because this is kind of what it takes. This is what it takes to combat cancel culture nowadays. You know, I mean, you just have to say, you know what? I don't care.
We're just going to have to keep pushing back against it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, at some point, you just have to say, this is what I said. I own it. Take it or leave it. Cancel me. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I just think, because, I mean, the majority of people agree with you.
Yeah.
They just don't say anything out loud.
I mean, I guess the only problem with that is you sort of lose your voice if you get canceled and you're not on YouTube or Twitter anymore.
Well, unfortunately, yes, because the prominent voice avenues right now are the big tech people who are trying their best to censor people. Speaking of which, don't you have something on here about them wanting to censor now conversation about climate change?
I don't think I put that on my list, but yeah, that's a new thing on YouTube. You cannot disagree with climate change or you'll be labeled as a misinformer and your video might get taken down.
When does it stop, people? Really, when does it stop?
Yeah, the scientists at YouTube, apparently, will censor your video.
I am getting so tired of this. The science says...
You know, they've got, you know, YouTube and Facebook, they've got scientists and doctors working for them.
Yeah. But here's my thing. Okay, the science says, okay, show me the science. Show me where you're getting this information. What study are you referencing? I want to start putting your money where your mouth is. You know what I'm saying? I'm so tired of people saying, well, if the science says...
I follow the science.
Yeah.
You mean CNN?
You just can't believe anything anymore. I want to see proof. Back it up. Yeah. The proof's in the pudding.
Yeah. I mean, and there's... Oftentimes, there's competing views and competing interpretations of the data in science.
Right. And that's when you have to leave it up to the people to get to read all this information, get all the information available, and then come up to their own conclusions.
But Karen, the people aren't smart enough to do that themselves.
That's exactly what the Democrats think. You know, we're not smart enough to make good decisions and live our lives. So they feel like it's necessary for them to do that for you. And an alarming number of people seem to be okay with that. That's very disturbing to me. Very much so. And then, of course, you know, now that we're on the whole science COVID conversation, as usual, we have a lot of articles here. Well, unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Sorry. you want to start with what you have over here?
You know, just
number one.
More of the same. Oh, number one.
Yeah. What's your number?
Oh, yeah. We talked about the declaration of scientists and doctors that was being signed, and there's over 10,000 that have signed that.
Wow.
Now.
So what does that mean exactly?
It's a declaration. They're just saying that that doctors are no longer being able to practice medicine.
Hmm.
They're being told what they have to do. They can't try medications that they know work. They have to do the certain protocols. They have to follow these steps, you know, that the CDC or the drug companies come up with, and they can't try, you know, ivermectin, which is proven to work. You know, they can't try things. So it's now 11,400 doctors and scientists have signed the Rome Declaration.
As of 1 p.m. Eastern time on yesterday, October 8th.
Yeah.
It says, we, the physicians of the world, united and loyal to the Hippocratic Oath, recognizing the profession of medicine as we know it is at a crossroad, are compelled to declare the following. It is our utmost responsibility and duty to uphold and restore the dignity, integrity, art, and science of medicine. There is an unprecedented, there's that word you love, assault on our ability to care for our patients. Public policymakers have chosen to force a one-size-fits-all treatment strategy, resulting in needless illness and death, rather than upholding fundamental concepts of the individualized, personalized approach to patient care, which is proven to be more safe and effective. Physicians are increasingly being discouraged from engaging in open professional discourse and the exchange of ideas about new and emerging diseases, not only endangering the essence of the medical profession, but more importantly, more tragically, the lives of our patients. This is not medicine. This is not care. These policies may actually constitute crimes against humanity. And I think that is exactly what's going to be done. That's going to be the new buzz phrase. I think
crime
at some
against
point.
Humanity.
Yes, I really do. Yeah. I think that because I mean I know you and I differ on this opinion, but I think eventually the truth's going to come out. And I mean, because this is just too big for it to come out at some point in time. Yeah. And I think a lot of people that got the vaccine because they thought that life was going to get back to normal if they got it are going to be mad. They're going to feel duped and tricked.
Yeah, just wait till the flu, cold and flu season rolls around, and it's the new variant. And everybody's encouraged and basically forced to get the next booster shot.
I mean, there's already...
I think a lot of people are going to be really...
I think so.
...against that.
And there's already developing evidence, physical evidence of the impact of the jab. For instance, I saw a video from a nurse the other day. And again, take this with a grain of salt. There needs to be obviously more studies and all that stuff. But I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg. She had two bags of blood that she had drawn from a vaccinated person and an unvaccinated person. And the color change was drastic.
Is that on your list? I never did see that.
No, I didn't put it on my list. But the red bag was just your normal bright red blood. And then the vaccinated blood was almost a purple color. It wasn't red at all.
Is that from two different patients?
Two different patients.
I could see how that... Is it possible that two different patients would have a color variation in blood?
I mean, again, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, and it is possible, but I'm sure.
I mean, she's a nurse saying that, so maybe she knows.
But the colors were drastic. And then they looked at these under a microscope as well, and then they showed a slide of normal red blood cells and then a slide from the purple bag, the one from a vaccinated person, and the red cells were unrecognizable.
That's weird.
It's very weird. Like they've been morphed and into something different. So you just, again, you just have to wonder, you know, what are the long-term repercussions of getting this vaccination? I don't know. It's scary to say the least. Now, again, take that with a grain of salt. That's just something that I saw. Maybe there's probably a lot of different variables in that. Maybe the patient with the purple blood had other conditions that would cause their blood to turn that color. I don't know. But it is an interesting thought that it could potentially change someone's blood that much. And then you have to think, if it changes it that much, then how much is it changing your ability to fight off other diseases and sicknesses and things like that? So it was kind of an eye opener, not going to lie. It's kind of weird.
So that declaration that's been signed by 11,000 scientists and doctors, that's headed up by Dr. Malone, you know, Robert Malone. And I see on your list that he's been blocked from accessing the New England Journal of Medicine now.
Yeah.
And that other doctor, I forget, he was calling Dr. Malone a smart misinformer. A couple other scientists, they were
was that Z-Dog?
Calling, yeah, calling him a smart misinformer. It's like, well, he's the guy that invented the mRNA technology. He's pretty smart.
Yeah.
And he's saying that, we should probably hold off on, I think he's really against vaccinating the kids and pregnant people.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Dr. Malone invented the mRNA technology used in the COVID vaccine from makers like Pfizer and Moderna. He's been vocal about using caution before getting the COVID vaccine. The Tatum Report highlighted statements Dr. Malone made on Tucker Carlson's show, where he discussed his concerns over how the Biden administration is handling the conversations surrounding the vaccine. My concerns are that the government is not being transparent with us about what those risks are, and so I'm of the opinion that people have the right to decide whether to accept a vaccine or not, especially since these are experimental vaccines. And there was someone else, Joy Reid, I believe, said, or was it Joy Behar of The View?
Oh, I don't know. The redheaded one, whoever, which one is that?
Said that we need to stop experimenting on white people?
No, she said that the experiments have already been done on the white people. She was trying to get...
Now it's time for the black people, I guess.
To step up and get the vaccine, because the white people have already experimented on it. It's like, okay, you're admitting it's a big experiment.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the truth's going to come out, guys. It cannot not come out.
So, I mean, they've got a lot of these vaccine mandates are hitting these hospitals, and there was a video of the UCLA doctor... medical center doctor just being escorted out of the building. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. I saw that on your list, but
yeah, I mean, it's just really just tragic.
Call the COVID purge begins.
Yeah. And, I mean, a security guard escorting him out of the building, and the security guard was saying, "Don't come close to me." It's like,
unbelievable.
And then we got the, Los Angeles firefighters are suing apparently for $1.7 billion over the mandates. I think they're suing OSHA over that.
That's something else I'm gonna be really interested in seeing how that shakes out as well. All the lawsuits that are being filed, and there are a lot.
Isn't it curious to them that we've got these healthcare providers and firefighters and policemen are the ones, you know, they're some of the main vocal ones that are objecting to this mandate? Isn't that sort of...
it's pretty telling.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And not to mention, I mean, to further divide us and make it seem like the unvaccinated are the unwashed and the vermin of the society, Colorado hospital system denies organ transplants to unvaccinated patients. Let me read that again. Think about that for a minute. Colorado hospital system denies organ transplants to unvaccinated patients. patients that will die if they don't get these transplants. They're willing to kill people because of a disease that has a 99% recovery rate for most people. Now that, to me, is the definition of evil.
Yeah, and some of these people can't get the vaccine because of their, because they need a kidney.
Because they need an organ. Because they're immunocompromised or whatever. Yeah, that is unbelievably evil. And I believe the two people involved in this particular transaction were both unvaxxed.
Yeah, they were. It was like and they were like relatives, like brother and sister, or sisters, I think, is what it was.
That is unbelievable to me.
Neither one of them was vaccinated, they were not allowed to get the kidney transplant.
Yeah. She says one of the people, I guess the one that was given the organ, said, I'll sign a medical waiver. I have to sign a waiver anyway for the transplant itself, releasing them from anything that could possibly go wrong.
Yeah, but you've got to protect the protected from the
Unprotected. Yeah,
using I know. The protection that didn't protect the protected.
It's so crazy to me that the people that are vaccinated, who should be safe and in good shape, are scared to death of the unvaccinated. It should be the other way around, really. In my opinion.
Well, yeah, it really should be.
But I don't know. Yeah. It's just absolutely insane.
Yeah, where just was it somewhere this week? They said that 73% of the deaths in the hospital were from unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
No, from vaccinated.
From vaccinated
people.
Patients.
I think, was that Vermont? Yeah. I want to say Vermont.
And there have been several studies. There's actually a video that you linked to on yours. I had to put in the show notes. But there's quite a few studies that have shown that the Delta variant has come from the vaccinated. Also, speaking of the vaccinations, Moderna COVID shot halted for all ages in Iceland, primarily because of the uptick in the heart inflammation side
actually
effect.
That is all over Europe.
Yeah
That they're halting. Why is it just Moderna? I wonder.
I don't know. Maybe Moderna has a more severe side effect than Pfizer. After three Nordic nations halted the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for younger people, Iceland's health ministry announced Friday it will stop administering the shot to everyone. Iceland's chief epidemiologist said the Moderna vaccine will not be used while further information is obtained on its safety. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. My goodness. If there are any questions, then stop what you're doing and let's look into this a little bit more instead of pushing and bullying and you know, forcing people to get something that could potentially harm them.
Yeah, we don't care. There's been 150,000 deaths. Just keep going. We're going to make you lose your job if you don't get it.
It's
insanity.
It is insanity. It is the definition of insanity to do something that you know is wrong, that is being proven to be wrong, and yet you continue to do it. It's almost like they want people to die. It's just, I don't know. It's just bizarre to me.
Well, I mean, that was the thing. Bill Gates had a... It was in like 2008 or something like that. There was a conference where that's where they were trying to figure out how to reduce the population. You know, maybe this is it.
Speaking of dying, more Americans have died this year from COVID-19 than in all of 2020. This is from the Daily Wire. More Americans have died this year from the coronavirus than died from the coronavirus last year, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More than 353,000 COVID-19 deaths have been reported since January 1st. Compared with 352,000 COVID-19 deaths in the first 10 months of the pandemic, ABC News reported. Over the last month, the U.S. has reported more than 47,000 deaths. It's worth noting that a lot of deaths happened during the first few weeks of 2021, right before the Biden administration took over. A daily coronavirus death tracker from the Free Beacon indicates that more than 293,000 deaths have happened on Biden's watch.
It's a good thing we got that vaccine out there. You know, and you got to take that with a grain of salt because the PCR tests at the cycle rate that they're using right now is just completely just like 97% false positives.
Right.
So, you know,
which makes me extremely nervous because at some point, well, at the end of this month, supposedly, I still don't know the logistics. I'll have to take one every week too.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous because I don't know how many false positives I'm going to have.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. But I mean, apparently people have died, so they're dying from something.
Absolutely.
So
I mean, you can't dispute that people have died.
And you know what the regimen that they're giving these people when they get into the hospital is a good a likely cause of what's causing people to die, don't you think?
It's just
the remdesivir and the blood thinners.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't understand why they're okay with people dying as opposed to, and to continue pushing their agenda as opposed to stopping, like halting the vaccines for now and finding out what's going on. It seems so weird to me that they're willing to sacrifice so many people's lives in order to save face, basically, in order to say that they're not, that they don't have to come out and say they're wrong. You know, oh gosh, you know, we might have been wrong about this. But instead of saying that, they're just trudging forward at a breakneck speed, and people are suffering because of it. It's just, I don't know, it's evil. And how come we're not focusing on the fact that, like, on my phone, the weather app for Missouri, it gives you the total number of cases for the entire state and the total number of deaths. You know how many deaths we had in the entire state of Missouri yesterday? 5. That is good news. That is something to be celebrated. Why aren't we talking about that stuff? That is good news. That means that it's starting to slow down. Finally, hopefully, God willing, we don't have another surge of whatever variant. Of course, you know, now the flu season's coming up. Who knows how that's going to look. But why don't we take a moment to celebrate the small things? Like, and that's not really a small thing,
They should have been doing it all along, and you know they were always focusing on the number of cases and never the number of people that have survived.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah,
I don't even know. I'm okay even talking about the number of cases, but instead of focusing on the number of deaths, why don't we talk about the number of people that have recovered from COVID, which is going to be vastly more, thank goodness, again, than the number of deaths from these cases. But why we don't focus on that and give people hope? And I guess that's the whole reason why they don't do it, because they don't want to give people hope. They want to keep people in a perpetual state of fear so they can control them.
Right. It's always been cases, 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 number of hospitalizations, you know, just to stoke up the fear so more people get tested.
Right.
And keep people in fear.
Because fear is a powerful emotion, powerful motivator. And speaking of fear, be careful what you search on Google, because apparently they're tracking you. Fed secretly ordered Google to identify anyone searching for certain information. The United States government is reportedly attempting a new level of overreach by issuing keyword warrants to Google. In an attempt to crack down on online criminals, federal investigators are utilizing the so-called keyword warrants to order Google to provide personal information on anyone who searches a specific keyword in their browser, completely breaching an individual's privacy.
I think, haven't they always been able to do that though? I mean, I've always heard about people searching for, pressure cookers and things like that. And you know, people build bombs out of pressure cookers.
Yeah. It says, according to Forbes, this type of warrant has been used multiple times in the past 5 years to track down criminals. However, the method is particularly controversial as the government is not working with information it already has about potential suspects.
And they also, track what you purchase. Like this one, I was watching this one YouTube video. This guy was repairing diesel trucks, and he was ordering a whole bunch of oil filters. And apparently people take these oil filters and make make some kind of silencer for a rifle for him. The sheriff ended up on his doorstep the next, you know.
Wow.
Say, what? Why are you ordering all these oil filters?
Which, I mean,
I repair trucks.
On one hand, I kind of get it, though, because, for instance, to catch the kidnappers of the victim, the FBI allegedly told the big tech giant to provide them with any information on individuals who searched the girl's name online, the two spellings of her mother's name and her home address over a 2-week period. And that's how they ended up tracking down the guy. It could be used for good, obviously.
So is this just Google? Like, I use DuckDuckGo just because they say, you know, DuckDuckGo advertises that they don't track what you...
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. That was the whole reason why I wanted to bring that up, is that, you know, you need to just get in the habit of using alternative news sources. And I mean, instead of YouTube, use Rumble, you know, or GabTV or Odyssey or one of the alternatives. You know, instead of Google, use DuckDuckGo or some other alternative browser. Get off Facebook entirely. That's just... That's just toxic. There's no way around that.
Yeah, it just...
But my point is, I mean, I think it's time for people to start divorcing themselves from the popular tech because, you know, it's just too dangerous now. Yeah. They're getting too much information about you. They censor you.
One of the ideas behind Gab, they're basically creating an alternative to all this. You know, they've got Gab TV, they've got Gab, you know, and they've got Gab advertising to just have an alternative to all these, the big ones, you know?
Yeah. So I think it's time for people to just start getting used to using something other than the big ones.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know we have alternatives out there because, you know, we didn't for a long time. And then what was the incident that kind of woke everybody's eyes up? Like, wow, when YouTube started taking things down, it's like, what do we do now? We don't have any alternative. And that's when, starts with a P, not Pandora. Instead of Twitter, something else came out and then they shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was it called? Why am I having a brain fart today?
Yeah, but everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, though.
Parlor.
Parlor, that's what it was. Parlor.
That was like the right around January 6th, remember?
Yeah.
Remember they...
Because they kicked Trump off Twitter.
And then they took down Parlor from all of the app stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how can they do that?
Yep. Yep, Google Play and took it off theirs.
I think Gab also got taken down from the app store.
But I feel like that was kind of the birth of alternative social media.
I mean, they
sites.
Were out there. They were out there, but
maybe they were just more.
It opened people's eyes to what's going on with these big tech
for sure.
Things.
Which is kind of funny because it did the exact opposite. I think of what their intention was. You know. They were trying to, you know,
trying to silence everybody, but it sort of brought more awareness to it.
Yes.
Okay. Last week we talked about the big shortage, the container shipping issues that are happening out in California and New York. Now they're also talking about the potential natural gas and propane shortage this winter that's coming up. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
So why? What's the, because of EPA?
I think it's more of the same. It's more of the same, you know, shipping and then the pipelines for sure. I mean, that's not going to be affected by trucking, but propane for sure.
This is an article from Principia Scientific International. Heating costs may triple as natural gas, propane and shortage looms. This is a real energy crisis in Europe that was created by a combination of political missteps, climate change, fear-mongering, and a woke energy policy that could leave much of Europe and Asia undersupplied as they head into winter. It's also a foreshadowing of what may happen in the U.S. Oil topped the $75 per barrel level this week, the highest since October of 2018. Instead of learning from the mistakes that Europe made, we instead want to copy their failures and put our economy and people's lives at risk.
Well, yeah, you know...
Of course.
They're trying to shut down all the coal power plants, and coal is like plentiful. It's like laying around all over the ground, basically. And like, I'm just down the street here, they're tearing down a perfectly fine coal power plant. And, but they've got two generators that are using natural gas. You know, it's kind of hard. Natural gas comes in on a pipeline. And what happens if there's a pipeline disruption like what happened in Texas last year, you know?
Yep.
Whereas if you coal, they used to have like huge mounds of coal sitting out there that they could just, you know, scoop up and start generating.
And
now
they're
going to be relying on basically external sources, you know, the natural gas and stuff.
And if you were smart about it, which they're not, but if you were, I mean, why wouldn't you leave it intact and have it as your backup plan?
Just keep it, yeah.
Just in case something happens, why are we always putting all of our eggs into one basket when we have all the other alternatives out there? I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me that we just focus so much on one solution and one solution only. Again, it's like the government, the current administration anyway, is just gung-ho on making people suffer. You know, it's just so bizarre to me. And I guess that's what they want, maybe. Because, again, they're more easily controlled because, you know, you're suffering. But, you know, I'm Mr. Government.
Yeah, I mean,
I can come and I can make your life better.
For sure. They could, you know, they'll be able to control the natural gas flow and the pipelines. Whereas before, it was just, you know, coal sitting out there in big piles that we could just generate the electricity whenever we needed it.
Yeah. So. I mean, you've seen the long lines in Europe. you know, for the gas stations and all that stuff.
That's happening now?
Oh, yeah, it's happening now. I mean, they're panicking over there because they definitely have shortages already. And the winter hasn't even gotten here yet.
So here's another thing. NASA apparently they're launching a rocket. They're going to attempt to divert an asteroid.
I saw that. At least the asteroid's not named Wormwood. What was it?
Wormwood.
Wormwood. Yeah. That's in Revelations.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's going to go wrong with that. I'm sure that'll be just fine.
I'm sure it'll be just fine.
And apparently this asteroid is supposed to make its closest or one of its closest passes to Earth like next year about this time.
Yeah, but when they say closest, I mean, it's like 4 million miles away or something like that.
Yeah. So.
But I don't know. You think, I don't know. When's the last time that an asteroid's hit Earth? I mean, like a large one. Because, I mean, Earth gets hit by space crap. And other stuff, but does it ever get hit by asteroids and stuff?
Well, I mean, there's large meteorites that hit all the time.
Well, and it's a test. They're testing this asteroid defense plan called the kinetic impactor technique, essentially shooting one or more large spacecraft into the path of an oncoming asteroid in order to change the space rock's motion. So basically they want to hit it and then like knock it off its trajectory, I guess. Let's see. So it's basically an experiment, I guess, just as a defense mechanism.
Yeah, I don't see anything going wrong with that.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better to do something than nothing, because I mean, an asteroid that big could cause some major damage to Earth. But that was the first thing I looked at whenever I read this article. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's the name of the asteroid?
Wormwood.
If it's Wormwood, guys, you better get your faith in check, because that's what's going to come according to the book of Revelations.
Okay, we're getting way up there on time.
Let's see. Was there anything else we wanted to talk about? I think we pretty much covered everything on my list. How about your list?
There was just happening a few hours ago. There was a Let's Go Brandon banner flying over the Trump rally in Iowa.
And for those of you that don't know, I'm pretty sure that started at, was it a NASCAR?
It was a NASCAR. It was at the end of the NASCAR race. And this, you know, NBC, I think it was NBC News lady was interviewing the race winner, whose name was Brandon. And people were in the background chanting F Joe Biden. And she goes, oh, listen, they're saying, let's go Brandon. It's like, is she really that stupid?
Well, I don't know if she was trying to be funny or if she's trying to divert people away from the fact that they were saying that. I think it was just trying to divert it as well.
But I mean, a lot of people haven't heard that. I mean, I was asking our son Brandon if he had heard that. He had never heard about the Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah, but he's 25 and not really paying attention to what's going on around him.
Yeah.
But
were you at the age of 25? Were you paying attention?
Oh no. Were you paying attention to politics?
A little bit. When I was 18, I remember when President Reagan. I remember voting for President Reagan, and I remember when President Reagan got shot, and I was thinking, "Oh man, we finally got a good president, and look what happened."
Yeah, that I remember. I remember him being shot. That was pretty shocking. I remember that for sure. Was there any other big political event that caught my attention when I was younger? let's see. I definitely remember Reagan. And then Monica Lewinsky thing with Clinton. But other than the really big stuff, I wasn't really paying attention.
Even through college, I was a little bit oblivious and not really paying attention. And even at my first job, I really wasn't paying attention to politics that much.
Do you think that the whole COVID thing has really... it's going to be the event that a lot of young people remember as like catching their attention for the first time as far as the political realm, because they've made it so political. Because I feel like a lot of people are aware of the politics nowadays because of COVID.
I still think that a lot of people aren't paying attention.
I don't know. I don't know. How can you not pay attention to it when you see people around you wearing masks? I mean, that's a visual reminder.
Yeah, I don't know
what's happening. Which, by the way, We went shopping at our local grocery store the other night, and I would say about half the people in the store were wearing masks. And that, I was really disappointed.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed. Because, I mean, I don't know. I guess I want it to be over so badly that I just am just impatient to move on. And it just see people just hang on to that.
Younger people.
Yeah, they were all younger people. Older people were walking around doing their business.
Yeah. You know, if someone wants to wear a mask, that's fine. But it just seems like the odds for somebody that's young of even being affected by the virus, if it's out there, is so slim, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We're making history right now. We'll see how this all shakes out in the history books when it all comes. You know, it's all come all said and done. I cannot talk today.
That is going to be interesting to see how this is looked at in history books.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. Okay, so let's answer a few questions. So where are we on time?
We are way ridiculously up there on time.
We're not either. We're fine. He's so dramatic. Okay, what's your proudest accomplishment?
Okay, what's your proudest accomplishment?
Probably giving birth to 2 children.
Wow, really? That's
why do you act surprised by that?
I'm just surprised that I don't know. That wasn't what I was expecting.
Well, I mean, that's not easy to grow a human and then give birth to that human. That's a pretty big deal. I mean, obviously you had a hand in that, but it was mostly me.
Yeah, but one of them just kind of popped out unexpectedly.
Yeah, our oldest son, Blake, he was premature. My water broke at 32 weeks, and he was born within hours, and he was only 4 pounds and 12 ounces, and I pushed twice, and he was out. Obviously, he had to stay in the ICU, the NICU, for 6 weeks because his lungs hadn't fully developed, but he was a piece of cake compared to the second son, Brandon, who was 8'8", and had quite a large head. It took a while to get him out. But yeah, that's probably my proudest accomplishment is giving birth to our sons. How about you? Top that.
What? that would be impossible to top.
I'm just kidding. I can't top that. It's not a contest. I'm kidding. I feel like you've done a lot in your life. I mean, you've been in a band.
Well,
you were CFO.
I mean, I used to every year I'd have this list of things I wanted to accomplish, you know, and I just check them off, you know.
And you did. I checked off most of them every year.
I got most of the things that I wanted to do done.
Yeah. That's one thing I really admire about you. You're very motivated with that kind of stuff. I wish I had half your motivation. But what would you say your proudest is?
Probably just having a family.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's nice. So. That's nice of you to say.
Yeah. And, you know, our family's turned out pretty good.
Yeah, they really have.
Yeah.
We've been very blessed.
Yeah,
we really
sure.
have. And not just our immediate family. We have a really great extended family, too.
Oh,
we've been very blessed.
Sure.
You know, I hear a lot of horror stories from people at work about their in-law family and blah, blah. And I can't say that. My family, your family has just been so welcoming and they're just great. They're good. Good people. And my family is good people. We're just
awesome.
We're very blessed with very good families. I know that's not always the case with everybody. I'll keep that one for last because that's the most interesting question. What event in the past, present, or future would you like to witness in person? Past, present, or future event? Let me think here.
I've got one.
Okay.
Future, when the Lord comes back riding a white horse and comes and, you know, takes care of all the evil.
Well, who knows? That could be happening now.
Yeah.
You'll still be alive to see it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what would you like to witness in person? That'd be one.
That'll be quite a sight, won't it?
Yeah.
Like the whole world is going to see this happening.
Past, present, past.
Are there any historical things that you would have liked to have actually been a part of or saw in person? Like the whole moon landing. I mean,
that's what I was going to say.
which, I mean, didn't really happen. We're a
conspiracy theorist here.
I don't know. I'm one of those people that have serious doubts that it actually happened. I mean, you think we had the technology back in the 60s? Man, we've not been back to the moon since. Don't you think that's weird?
Yeah.
I think that's weird.
If it was a hoax, that would be one major hoax with a lot of people involved in it. Don't you think?
Well, but is it any more spectacular than the hoax we're currently living with called COVID?
That's true.
Not that COVID's a hoax. It's a real disease. I understand that, guys. Calm down.
The seriousness of it is for sure a hoax.
But the response to it was extremely overblown.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I don't know. The JFK assassination.
You wouldn't want to witness that, though.
No, I wouldn't want to witness it, though. That's true. What's a good thing that happened that we would want to see? I don't know. I feel like anything worth talking about has always been bad.
I mean, there's a YouTube video for everything. So just if you want to witness it, just
click on YouTube.
Just Google it.
Yeah, that's true.
Or DuckDuckGo.
Or DuckDuckGo. Yeah, we should start saying that. DuckDuckGo instead of Google. I don't know. That's a hard one. What about future? Are there any future events?
I said.
Oh, well, Christ coming back.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big one. You can't really top that one. Okay, moving on to the next question. All right. What would you say first in if your house caught fire? What would you say first if your house caught fire? Guys, I apparently can't talk today. I think
Did you sleep good last night?
No, I have not slept great this whole week. I think it's just caught up with me. But anyway. What would you say first if your house caught fire?
Well, I'd probably go get my wallet. Oh. Assuming that it caught fire in the middle of the night, I'd go get my wallet, which is usually in a different room.
Yeah.
So I'd have ID and money, to pay for a hotel room.
That's true. Well, that's true. Good point
there. And then what? Probably pictures. I'd try to go get some pictures and things.
I would probably grab the box of videos in the linen closet.
Except we have those all on a hard drive.
Oh, that's true. We do.
But maybe a couple computers and cameras.
Mm. Yeah, cameras.
Guitars. Got to get your guitars.
But your guitars are so close to the end of the back of the house, you could just practically open the door and throw them out.
That's true.
But what if the fire was in your office?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, now that we don't have little ones at home anymore, obviously, it's just me and him. So what do I value the most in this house? I mean, I obviously love everything that's in this house, but...
Yeah, it's like it wouldn't really bother me that much if it to.
Well, I mean, it would bother me, but.
Yeah. But like as far as pictures and videos, we have those like electronic copies of everything.
What about all those pictures in the laundry room, in the boxes above the laundry room?
Yeah.
Are those backed up?
No, probably not.
That might be a good thing to grab on the way out. But yeah, other than that, you're right. Probably my purse with my ID, credit cards, all that good stuff. So, yeah, we don't have pets, so we don't have to worry about that either. So, I guess that's our answer. Okay, how are we doing on time?
Pretty good.
Okay. Let's do some fun ones. The ones he doesn't like to do.
Oh, some more of these questions, the this and that questions.
Why don't you tell us about your week while I'm pulling these up?
Oh, my week was pretty busy. I am still working on my... old truck.
The truck saga.
Talk about accomplishment. There's a sensor. I checked the codes. You know, my old truck is running really bad. So I looked at the codes, the engine codes, and saw that there was one sensor that was bad. So I was trying to replace it. And this part is like, you have to be a contortionist to get to the part. And talk about accomplishment. I finally did after about 3 days. Get that part replaced. And also, I don't know if you noticed, I skinned my head.
Yeah, I was going to say something to you last night about that.
There was I was like crawling underneath the truck,
Kevin,
and there was like a sharp bolt sticking down there, and I hit my head on it.
Mm, yeah, be careful with that. But unfortunately, what you tried didn't work.
Yeah. So now it's advertised again.
So now it's advertised again.
I can sell the truck and always think, well, if I just changed that $116 part, it might have ran. So yeah. How was your week? What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, the same old, same old.
Yeah, she was, Karen actually, she had resigned and now she's back on.
Yeah.
And then she was.
There's been a lot.
Then she was almost resigning again this week.
It has been quite the roller coaster past few months. I am still employed. And I think now finally the dust is going to settle. I've worked out some arrangements with my employer. And I think I will continue to have a job at least until August of 2022. When my exemption apparently runs out for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if they're expecting my sincerely held belief to change.
Yeah.
But it kind of makes me wonder at that point in time what's going to potentially happen. There are some talks about the scientist using the mRNA to...
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Why don't you explain it? Because you know it better than me.
You know, back in 2019... Fauci was on a panel with these other scientists talking about how can we get this mRNA technology for the flu vaccine? And one of the scientists was saying, we just got to blow up the system. We've got to come up with something, you know? And, you know, curiously, a few months later, they came up with this COVID thing.
They certainly came up with
something.
But anyway,
that's something to watch out for, because the flu vaccine, if you do take it or are required to take it, that's what they're heading for, is to get this mRNA technology on the flu vaccine.
Because they say the mRNA technology is more efficient and faster in producing vaccines, as opposed to putting the virus in the egg
The regular vaccines are grown in an egg, apparently. Grown in egg whites or something like that.
Which that makes sense, because if you're allergic to eggs, a lot of people can't take the flu vaccine because it's been produced in egg.
Yeah. But apparently with this mRNA technology, they can just, it's like a digital thing that they can just beam all over the earth and people can print it out. Like they're saying patients will be able to just print out this thing like on a patch or something like that.
I hadn't heard that.
That's what they were talking about on
that. You mean instead of a traditional injection?
Yeah.
Wow. It'll be like
a patch that they could print.
Huh, interesting.
So anyway.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm not sure how got off on that tangent, but something to watch out for on the flu vaccine, you ever, or any other vaccine, that's what they're wanting, is this RNA technology.
No thanks. Yeah. Not until they've studied it further.
Yeah, not until it's proven.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against it, but I'm against it right now.
Yeah, we're not anti-vax or anti-technology or anti-science, but just let us, test something on a long-term basis first.
I'd rather it go through its paces as opposed to being pushed onto human experiments. What are the unwritten rules of where you work? Of course.
The unwritten rules of where I work?
Of course, you're a lone ranger here. Unwritten rules at work? Well,
you must wear clothes. That's one of the unwritten rules.
Yeah. Whenever I was going through my stuff at work, Kevin's like, well, you can come work for me. Clothes are optional. I don't think so. Unwritten rules at work. I guess just be nice to each other. I mean, don't talk behind each other's backs. And can you think of any unwritten rules when you were working with a group of people?
I mean, there's just all the social rules that are unwritten, like, you know, when you're riding the elevator, everybody is supposed to look forward. And
That's a good one.
Don't talk too loud in the elevator. Yeah,
that's a really good one.
And basically, in the office, don't talk too loud.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, because we would have like salesmen come into the office, and they'd be like, I guess they're used to talking really loud. And some of the offices that I worked in, you know, they were really, everybody tried to be quiet.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody was
working, was
concentrating, you know. So we'd have a salesman or somebody come in talking loud. It was kind of disruptive.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let's see. How do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza?
I think it's great. I love
pineapple on
with
pizza.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, because you have that salty and sweet.
yeah,
together. Yeah, it's really good. I'm 100% on board with that.
Can you get Canadian bacon anymore, though? Is that?
I don't know. Is that racist to call it Canadian?
Yeah, is it locked down? Is it, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I know the bacon nowadays is super expensive.
Yeah.
Just by itself.
Yeah.
What part of a kid's movie completely scarred you? Well, I know a movie that scarred our oldest son.
Yeah.
Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
He was so scared of that movie when he was a kid.
I can remember watching a movie. I think it was called, it was something about, well, the one with the birds attacking everybody.
Oh, Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah, that one sort of scarred me. And then there was this movie. I don't even know what it was. But interesting. It was something, it was this family had, their car had stalled in the middle of this big highway, and they couldn't get across the highway. And I was just always afraid that that would happen.
Well, I think I know where that comes from, because wasn't your entire family involved in an accident on a bridge?
Yeah, we got hit by a drunk driver.
Was that before or after you saw that movie?
After, because
after
that movie was when I lived in California. Like, I would have been probably five or six when I saw that.
Huh, interesting. I don't really remember a kid's movie that scarred me, but boy, I remember the first horror movie I ever watched that just to this day still makes an impact on me, and it was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really?
Oh, my word. And I've always had a thing about dreams anyway.
Yeah.
Because dreams can be so vivid, and I've always been kind of fascinated by dreams and trying to interpret dreams and that kind of thing. So the fact that you can have an evil character come from a dream into real life and harm you, it just scared the pants off me. It definitely scarred me. I didn't sleep for a long time after that, watching that movie, because it's just scary.
I never really liked to watch like horror movies like that. I like thrillers, but not bloody horror movies or anything.
Well, now you prefer like supernatural movies, like with demons and spirits.
Well, I like to watch stuff like that because sometimes it sort of relates to what is
in the Bible,
what happens in real life. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, there are spiritual demons. Yeah. And that kind of thing that could possess people. That's precisely why I don't like to watch those kinds of movies, because they are so real. That it's scary. I'd rather watch a blood and gore movie because it's so fake, obviously.
Really?
Well, as opposed to like a demon possessing somebody. Ooh, no thank you. Like the Omen and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's something that can really happen. And Rosemary's Baby.
Exactly. That's why it scares me, because that stuff is, I mean, it probably happens. And it's just scary to think that could be happening to somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
In real life.
Yeah.
Okay, we probably should stop at this point.
Yep, we're really up there on time.
All right, well, thanks so much for watching as usual.
Yeah, thanks for listening and watching. We really
appreciate
it. Again,
a few disclaimers. We're not doctors. We're not scientists. We're just regular Jane and Joe trying to make sense of this chaos that we are currently living in.
Right.
And hoping to, you know, kind of give you guys some alternative news sources to check out, some alternative news stories that maybe you didn't hear about. Always encourage you to get off mainstream media and look at other news sources so you can kind of get a better idea of what's really happening, because the mainstream media is just not telling you the truth. So anyway, that's really the purpose of what we do.
That's right. All right. Thanks for watching.
All right. Thanks so much.
See you next time.
You can catch us on Rumble and Gab TV as well.
Right.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.